Our story begins at the Westside Hospital, where Alexandra and Rachel have just told Adriana about the letter Rachel found.
I know I'm crazy, but I'm not following any of this.
You're not crazy, Adriana. Hell, I didn't follow it either.
What part did you not understand? My parents obviously adopted me or made some arrangement with Ray Cummings to raise me and never told me about it. Ray Cummings was my father.
Well, if Ray Cummings is your father, who is your mother?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
I don't know. That's what I'm hoping you can tell me. The letter doesn't mention my mother.
He never dated anyone or saw any woman that I know of after my mother died.
There must have been someone, and maybe she's still alive.
And you think she had you and then just gave you away to raise cousin to raise?
Maybe she was poor or had some sort of disability or some logical reason for not being able to take care of me. I don't have the answers, but you are the only person who can help me, Adriana.
I'm sorry, Rachel, but this is all news to me. How do you know this letter is even real if you found it after your parents had died?
I just know it is. And it explains why my parents moved to New Zealand from North Carolina. They must have wanted to take me away from Ray.
You're making a lot of assumptions here. If your grandmother was sick when she wrote that letter, she may not have even known what she was saying.
I found Ray's name and address in some of my father's papers. I did the research on the internet and found out that he had a daughter, Adriana.
Alexandra's right. I don't know anything about this. I know you've come a long way, but I'm not your sister, Rachel. I can't help you.
But if you can't help me, then who can? Who can I ask about my mother? I want to find out what happened to her.
I have no idea. Wait a minute.
Did you think of someone?
No. But how old are you?
I'm 26.
26. Rachel, Ray Cummings died when I was 17. That was 28 years ago. There's no way he could be your father.
What?
Look, I don't have any answers for you, but I do know there's no way you were Ray Cummings' daughter. I'm sorry.
I don't understand this. How could the letter be so wrong?
Well, I can't explain the letter. But this has obviously been some huge mistake, Rachel. I really don't know what else we can do for you.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm sorry to have bothered you. But now I'm here in New York with no money or family. Where do I go from here?
At the Mel Landers Recreational Center, Chuck has just finished a tour with Dara and Lucas.
Well, what do you think?
What do you expect me to say? It's a gym?
It's not a gym. It's a rec center.
It's cool, Chuck. I like it.
I can think of about a million better things to spend your money on than this place.
Like what?
Cars, houses, clothes, all of the above.
I wanted to make an investment that would not only pay off financially, but would be rewarding.
You call putting me to work rewarding?
You're 16. It's time to learn some responsibility.
But you're going to be working here now.
Yes. And just what do you plan on having me do here?
I haven't decided. Maybe work at the front desk?
Oh, great. Public relations. My specialty.
Ha ha. Very funny. Look, I have to go take care of some things in the back. Can you two entertain yourselves for a while?
I think we'll manage.
So, Lucas, what happened with you the other day?
What do you mean?
You know, in the diner, with that girl Heidi. As soon as she walked up, you bolted.
I already told you. I remembered something I had to do.
You won't believe what Heidi said after you left. Who she confused you with.
What did she say?
She thought you were her mugger. Can you believe that?
She got mugged?
Yeah, she got mugged at the hospital. Instead, you look like the guy who mugged her. Go figure.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, no kidding.
You believe me, don't you?
Of course. What are you getting all upset for?
I'm not. I'm not upset at all. That's just a weird story, that's all.
Yeah, well, I didn't like her much anyways.
Why?
She was a little too friendly with Clint, if you know what I mean.
Oh, you're jealous.
I'm not jealous of her. I'm just stating a fact that she was flirting with my boyfriend.
She works at the hospital. How old is she?
How do you know she works at the hospital?
Didn't you say that?
No.
Oh, I guess I just misunderstood, that's all. I don't know.
At his house in Monroe, New York, a frustrated Lawrence is looking through a stack of overdue bills.
Electric bill's overdue. Phone bill overdue. How's a man supposed to pay his damn bills if he can't get a job? I need that damn son of mine to get a job and help me out around here. He's living a good life while I can't even get a decent meal. I think it's time we changed all that.
At Todd's hotel room, Hannah has just arrived.
I can't believe after all this time you're finally getting your own apartment.
Yep. After tonight, I hope not to see the inside of a hotel again for a long time.
Aw, aren't you going to miss this place a little?
No. I want to have my own place with my own bed, my own kitchen, my own furniture, and everything else that I'll eventually buy when I have enough money.
Your own kitchen? I didn't realize you cooked.
Well, you could call it that. I could make enough things to sustain myself.
Let me guess. Ramen noodles?
Hey, you really have gotten to know me, haven't you?
Typical guy. That's what you are.
I hope you think of me more highly than just being a typical guy.
You know I do, silly.
Okay, just checking.
I've had so many bad relationships since all starts, Todd. I'm trying to forget about all that. Not repeat the same mistakes I've made before.
What kind of mistakes?
The biggest mistake was dating the wrong type of guys.
I think you fixed that now.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Modest, I forgot. But you're right. You're very special, Todd. A special guy. Special to me.
Hannah, I have a confession to make.
Oh, no. I knew things were too good to be true.
No, it's not bad. It's about when we first met. Do you remember what I said to you?
Of course. You walked up to me in that black suit and shiny blue tie and said, "Nice smile."
You remembered.
You think I'd forget that?
My confession sort of relates to that first meeting. When I first saw you, I think I fell in love with you right then and there.
Todd.
I know that was years ago, and I didn't realize it at the time, but when I saw you back in the spring in Erie, I got that same feeling all over again. In fact, I get it every time you walk into a room.
What are you saying?
What I'm saying, in not too eloquent way, is that I love you, Hannah. More than I can say.
Oh, God. I love you, too.
Really?
You didn't know? Of course I do.
You make every day seem just a little bit better, Hannah.
I'm so happy to hear you say this. It's like a dream come true.
You are a dream, Hannah, and I hope we can make all our dreams come true. Starting tonight.
Make love to me, Todd.
I've been dying to.
They all run for cover, making sure their guard don't fall. And they put so much between them, like jealousy and pride, that they have no chance of seeing what is on the other side. And there ain't nothing but blue between here and the heaven, and nothing but green between here and the sea. And there ain't nothing but time
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.